Tamsin, important to get the win going into next week.
Yeah.
How do you think Northumbria did with a 30 tonight?
You know what? That probably wasn't the strongest performance they'd have liked to put out. They had some real key players missing, Toner, Hanlon. That makes a huge difference. I know they've struggled with injury and stuff. So, look, I don't really want to talk about their performance. I thought we did a good job in the task we were trying to do, which reflects how we came out with the win.
Yeah. People like Bongwe have joined the team. How is it important with the rotation?
Yeah, I wanted to get the whole squad on tonight because I think that's important, ticking us over. But look, the key focus is still on the semi-finals, and I'm realistic about the combinations that can work now. I think Bongi's been great for us. The impact she has, you know, she takes a lot of pressure off our attack end. Both in attack and defence, she's slotted in seamlessly. So I thought, again, she was key tonight.
And it's nice to get people like Georgia and Laurel on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I thought Georgia Lees came on and did a great job. I'm honest with the players all the time. Like, this is a part of being a successful franchise, that, you know, you're looking down, they're a shooting end, you've got Rach Dunn and Pamela Cookie out there, Hannah Reid down the other end. Like, people have got to work hard for their spots, but we are a squad, and I think the youngsters are doing so well. To put Kat Hayes on there, thought she shot outstandingly today. Katie Harris, exactly the same. We've got players coming through, but right now it's business end of the season.
We spoke last week and you did say business end. What exactly would that involve? Are you going to get them in for a lot more training? Are you going to work them non-stop until next Saturday?
I'd love to have them in every single day, but it doesn't work like that. They've all got jobs. You know, we'll get back tonight probably about 4 a.m, and they'll get up and go to work tomorrow. So look, training will be the same. We'll have 2 sessions this week. We know what we've got to do. I've been tactically working on the fact that we're going to play Jet, so we'll work on that. And that's why it's important that combinations stay out there and actually practice some stuff, which they got to do tonight.
And I think, if anything, it'll be nice that semi-final, that's out of the way at home. Were you hoping in a way that it was going to be Jets?
You know what? I think there's 2 different things. It was either going to be Jets and Mavs. At least with Jets, you know what you're getting. You know, you shut down Kato and you've got a chance of winning the game. Whereas, you know, with Mavericks, when they're on, they're really on. And with people like Kadeem coming back and Layla coming back, they can be absolutely ruthless. So, you know, I'm quite happy that Jets will have to travel down, that we've got a home semi, that if we play well, you know, as we've done twice this season, we've beaten them. But we have to play well, and we know that. They're a tough opposition.
Should things go the way we want them to go, but we're not going to mention that.
Yeah.
Another game at the Copper Box. It's almost a home from home, isn't it?
Well,
you know what to expect.
You know what, yeah, that we've played at the Copper Box twice now, so that really helps us. But reality is, finals are finals. If we actually make the final, we have to make it first. You know, it can be anybody's on that day. I'm sure Thunder will be up for the occasion. Mavericks will be up for the occasion regardless. You know, they've got the big MEN arena going, so you're used to a big crowd. I think when it gets to the final day, it's who performs on the day.
And it seems that every time I'm here speaking to you, we always mention England.
Yeah. You know what, I put my name forward, and, you know, I've worked hard this season. I want to get back to playing my best, and, you know, if it's meant to be and I get that opportunity, that'd be great. I've got to prove myself at the Europeans, and so that'll be good for me with that squad, and then we'll see, fingers crossed.
And hopefully a Super League trophy and a nice little medal as well, like.
I said I want 3 things this year. Leicester City to stay up, and you can guess the other two.